This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump headed Monday for Hanoi, Vietnam for his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Before he left, voicing hope he would reach agreement on details of Kim's pledge to denuclearize his country. Trump said on Twitter that without denuclearization, impoverished North Korea would endure just more of the same. But Trump predicted, quote, Chairman Kim will make a wise decision. Trump and Kim met last June in Singapore, after which Trump declared there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea. But as he meets Wednesday and Thursday with Kim in Hanoi, there is little concrete evidence that progress has been made to set the specific terms of North Korea's promised denuclearization. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Monday the Trump administration stands with the interim president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, 100%. Pence also announced $56 million in financial assistance for the Venezuelan people and partners in the region. He said, "We will keep standing with you until democracy and liberty are restored," in a speech delivered to the Lima Group. Prior to that, he attended a trilateral meeting in Bogota, Colombia, with Guaido and Colombian President Iván Duque. On Saturday, Maduro's supporters fired bullets at those attempting to get aid trucks into Venezuela, while Venezuelan border troops fired tear gas and rubber bullets. Early results from Nigeria's presidential election show incumbent Muhammadu Buhari in the lead, but the main opposition party is rejecting the vote counts, calling them incorrect and unacceptable. Voting took place Saturday in all of Nigeria's 36 states. This is VOA News. Preliminary results from Senegal's presidential election could come as early as Monday or Tuesday, according to the CENA. Vote counting began Sunday after a peaceful day of voting. Somali officials say Al-Shabaab militants shot and killed 9 civilians in a suburb of Mogadishu on Monday. Officials say the militants attacked 11 civilians who were cleaning the streets in the Lafoul suburb. Lafoul is about 20 kilometers west of Mogadishu. The regional governor told VOA Somali that 6 women and 3 men were killed by the militants. Both the United States and Taliban are indicating that the current round of negotiations in Doha, Qatar, that started Monday may prove more crucial than any other meeting until now. The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, called the Taliban's new negotiating team more authoritative, adding that this could indicate a significant moment. The Taliban negotiating team